I will now hand over to John, who will introduce our fifth and final set of news stories.
And we finish this week with a variety of stories from around the county. A city mum was shocked when she found two peacocks on her roof. Another home has been left dangling in midair after a coastal landslide. And we report on a grave error by a parish council. And finally, we have news from a Norwich care home that's pushing to keep beloved recipes alive. Marianne will start with the peacocks.
There was a shock for a city mum as she left her house. Rose Weaver, who lives in Loxley Road in Tuxwood, was greeted by the sight of a peacock pair perched on her neighbour's roof. The birds, which have been identified as Indian blue peacocks, were perfectly content perched on the roof. They remained for a few hours, even being seen jumping from house to house before taking off. "I was a bit shocked," Miss Weaver said. "I thought they could fly a little bit. I didn't think they could fly onto a house." Users on Facebook have been in touch with Rose to see if the birds were theirs, but have concluded Tuxwood is too far for them to have flown. Rose added, "My daughter's school has peacocks, as well as a friend of mine, so I knew they were kept as pets. They are obviously more popular than I realised. Peacocks are capable of flight, but usually only over a short distance."
Dramatic aerial photographs have shown a home dangling perilously over a cliff edge after a landslide at the Norfolk coast. The new pictures of the house at Trimmingham show it suspended over the cliff's edge after a large chunk of the cliff collapsed last month. The old farmhouse at the village's aptly named Cliff Farm will be demolished by North Norfolk District Council imminently after fears that it could suddenly fall onto the beach below. The striking images also reveal the full extent of erosion at Trimmingham, showing where the house was 25 years ago in 1998 compared to its precarious position today. Trimmingham is now one of the stretches of coastline most at risk of erosion along the entire North Norfolk coast. It's due to heavy rainfall over the winter, which has saturated the soft cliffs and led to multiple landslides. Erosion fears even forced the Ministry of Defence to move the village's distinctive golf ball radar station inland to Neatishead last year. And in January 2020, a dramatic cliff fall from Trimmingham House Caravan Park sent tons of sand and silt plummeting down onto the beach, and the owner of the house set to be demolished has declined to comment.
A grave error saw a man buried in the wrong cemetery plot, meaning his body had to be exhumed and reinterred weeks later. Barry Halsworth had reserved a specific space in the churchyard of St. Margaret's Church at Ormsby more than a decade before his death, but a mix-up by the parish council meant gravediggers were not informed and instead prepared a grave elsewhere in the cemetery. His widow, Delia, spotted the error on the day of her husband's funeral, but by then it was too late to do anything. Instead, she had to wait for weeks until he could be reburied in a correct plot. The error by Ormsby St. Margaret and Scratby Parish Council costed hundreds of pounds and saw it call in an expert to conduct a review to prevent repeat incidents.
A Norwich care home has enlisted youngsters nationwide to prevent time-honoured family recipes from being forgotten. Cavill Court in Cringleford, operated by Care UK, is one of many locations focusing on saving traditional recipes. And this interest in culinary heritage preservation comes after a Care UK survey that revealed 65% of the UK population does not utilise family recipes passed down through generations. In response to the 43% of respondents expressing a desire to preserve these recipes, the company's published a free digital recipe book. Recipes to Remember includes dishes enjoyed from the Second World War to the 1970s, and this includes dishes savoured by residents and nutritional recipes by Care UK's award-winning chefs. The book can be accessed online on Care UK's website.
This brings us to the end of this edition of Chatterbox. We always like to hear from you. If you have any messages, please do call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. And if necessary, leave a message on our answer phone. We will definitely get back to you as soon as we can. You can also email us on contact@cbtn.org.uk or visit our website on www.cbtn.org.uk or just put a message in the wallet when you return it.
And when you finish with this recording, put the memory stick in the wallet supplied and drop it in a postbox, not forgetting to turn over the address label. You don't have to pay any postage at all, as the postal service is free. Well, we hope you've enjoyed this edition of Chatterbox. Thanks to the whole of the team that's produced it. The editor today was David Potten, and the sound recordist was Simon Pitt. Please remember that after this edition of Chatterbox, we have the May 2024 edition of Norfolk Magazine. So please do carry on listening. But for now, from Chatterbox this week, it's goodbye from me, John Francis.
And it's goodbye from me, Marianne Penn.
Goodbye.